Here, government party leaders will meet this evening to discuss their response to a Sinn Féin motion which is seeking to extend the evictions ban until the end of next January. Green Party TD Nessa Hourican has confirmed that she will vote against the government when the motion goes before the Dáil this week. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us with more on this from Leinster House. A lot of focus in the last day or two, Paul, in relation to some of the independents who tend to support the government, and some of them are making their position clear, others are holding fire, reserving their position.
Yeah, I mean, basically the government, this coalition government, has a majority of one in the Dáil. And as you mentioned, one of its TDs has said she's likely to vote with Sinn Féin to extend the ban. So therefore, independent TDs who usually support the government are really in focus. People like Cathal Berry, people like Dennis Nocton. And what they're saying today is that they want to see the outcome of the coalition leaders' meeting tonight, where they're going to define what counter-motion the government is bringing to the Dáil on Tuesday, which will be voted on Wednesday, and see if there's enough in that to make them support it. So the majority of the government is on a knife edge. It's the slimmest possible majority, it seems. So the question is, will the coalition leaders try to give a little bit to get more support?
Nessa Hourican's position, and it's not the first time she'll have voted against the government. What are the consequences likely to be for that for her?
Well, last time she was kicked out of the parliamentary party for 6 months, but she was allowed to remain in some key positions within the Iraq, this a chair of a committee, for example. So I think that the ban would be longer, and I think she wouldn't be able to hold those additional positions. If it was to try and kick her out of the entire party, then it would require something from the national executive. So that would be a more complicated thing. But effectively, I think she would be as good as out of the parliamentary party for the rest of the coalition government.
In relation to the vote itself, Paul, it's not binding. It has perhaps significant or it has symbolic importance, but you know, how much might it unsettle the government parties if they were to lose this one?
I think it would be unsettling, particularly if they feel they can no longer rely on those independent TDs. And what they also know is that the Labour Party signalled it is going to put a no confidence motion most likely down next week, and therefore while this particular vote, the private members motion, is not binding, a confidence vote is big. And if the independent TDs don't support them this week, what might they do next week? So it is a significant juncture.
Paul Cunningham at Leinster House, thanks for that.